Cool.
That's also the first time I played that song correct.
I love that. I love all your new songs on the new album. It's great.
Thanks, Emily. I like your new songs on the new record, too.
It's going to be so fun to play them live.
Mm.
I mean, this is live, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I got to try that other kind of live. Shape for that.
I know. It's funny. Even after this, like sitting here and playing this for, I guess we've been at it, well, geez, for an hour and 36 minutes. So I feel a little fatigued. Like, I mean, I'm just going to be honest with y'all.
I just got to figure out how to wear something else besides the same three pairs of, same one pair, two pairs of pants and three shirts. And I guess that's what we do on tour too. Well, it fits in now with the pandemic life of.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's apparently a folk duo.
Oh. Oh, well, that's nice.
Hey, the C the C. I like anything with the C.
Somebody wants to know what kind of mandolin that is. Well, it's 100 years old in 5 years. It's 95 years old, and it's a Gibson A. Gibson A model. And it's very old, and it kind of sounds like it tonight. It's been through a lot, but this 95 years old, it's like a grandparent to me.
Yeah. Some of Gibson's old instruments are unreal.
Just, yeah, this has got some energy in it.
Yeah, lots of stories. Thank y'all. Thank you for being with us. And like I said, totally appreciate your support, and still all the people in the medical community who are hanging in there.
Thank you all so much. The teachers.
Oh, the teachers and the administrators, all the educators and
people working at the grocery stores. I mean, it's like all these people to thank.
Yep. Thank you all.
We feel, honestly, it's amazing what everybody's done. And adjusted to and adapted to, and it's incredible. It's incredible to me, you know, how everybody has come through or tried to come through for each other. I mean, it's, you know, we got ways to go as a human population, but as evidenced by the trial of George Floyd right now. But
But when good things do happen and people do take care of each other and you can see the results of that, it's, I think we have to stop and be grateful for that.
Yeah,
even in the midst of all the other awful stuff. But we can't wait to go back out on the road and play live. It's so funny, though. I was going to admit, you know, when I first got off the road when the pandemic hit, well, we were right in the middle of shows, so we canceled them, and that felt so bad and weird. So we started doing the live streams, like, right after that. But when I first got home, I was really depressed and, like, unmoored, kind of, and, like, discombobulated. And, I was like, you know, I remember Amy kept saying it's not going to last forever, but at the time it was like I just was disoriented. And then I got to stay home with Cleo all year long, and you know, just being home with my family, whom I love so much. And so when I heard that we were going to be playing live dates ago again, it was like this mixture of, oh yes, this is amazing, and like a stomach ache
for at the same time
for leaving home. Yep. And because
I think it's going to be hard to get a lot of people back into their offices.
Yeah.
Who've been working from home, and because, you know, and then I think some people want to, but I was talking to a friend of mine who runs an office with a bunch of people and they're all remote now. And she's like, I don't know how I'm going to get them back into their office, into their places.
Yeah. Nobody's,
it's because it's the thing about being home, seeing your kids and stuff. It's cool.
Curious if they do like a, well, of course, everything's, all bets are off for what happened this past year or so, but do a measure of how much more productive people are when they can just go to work in their sweatpants and.
Or less, I mean, and see. Who knows?
Well, that's what I'm curious about.
Yeah.
But we can't judge by what happened this year, but be an interesting study.
Yeah, because you got to put the stress and anxiety on top of that, which makes it hard to focus because you're worried about the world.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks,
it's
y'all.
It's like Emily and I are just having a conversation with each other, which is what we're doing. But y'all, thank you. And are we doing this? We're going to do this song,
we're going
to
do this. Y'all sing with us. And thank you to Kathy and Cooper and Ben and Adrian and Russell. our people.
Yeah.
Sine qua non.
For everything. And we're looking forward to seeing y'all out there. And keep it up. Get a vaccine if you haven't already. And
support your local restaurants.
Keep wearing your mask when you need to, because we got to get through this thing. The light is at the end of the tunnel. Yay.
Okay.